Timely Greetings Volume 2, Number 36, Democracy, Communism, Catholicism, or Protestantism, which is next to rule the world. Text of address by V.T. Hoodoo, Minister of Davidian Seventh-day Adventists, Sabbath, May 15, 1948. Mount Carmel Chapel, Waco, Texas, text for prayer, Christ reproduced in his people, Christ subject lessons, page 69, beginning with the first paragraph, when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Christ is waiting with longing desire for the manifestation of himself in his church. When the character of Christ shall be perfectly reproduced in his people, then he will come to claim them as his own. It is the privilege of every Christian, not only to look for, but to hasten the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Were all who profess his name bearing fruit to his glory, how quickly the whole world would be sown with the seed of the gospel. Quickly the last great harvest would be ripened, and Christ would come to gather the precious grain. Here is truth that tells when we may expect Christ to come and gather his own, when the character of Christ shall be perfectly reproduced in his people. We should now pray that we put forth the effort to grow as Christians, to love and work for others, to reproduce Christ's character in us, then this old world will come to an end, and the new world will for us commence. Democracy, communism, Catholicism, or Protestantism, which is next to rule the world? Are the nations from now on to live in two worlds? Man may guess, but he cannot predict. God alone knows the future. And if he does not tell us, then we shall never know ahead of time. Daniel 7, Revelation 13, and 17, on this charted symbolism is seen the world in prophecy from the prophet Daniel's time down to our day, and beyond. In this symbolical prophecy, therefore, we must search to see if there is any information given on the subject in question. We and the majority in Christendom commonly believe that the lion represents the ancient empire of Babylon, the bear Medo-Persia, the leopard Grecia, and the nondescript beast in his two phases the empires of pagan and papal Rome. But as to the leopard-like beast, and the scarlet-colored, we may not hold views alike. And that is why we need to study now as never before if we are to know the truth. If the beasts of Daniel, the first four beasts on the chart, represent four periods of time, one following the other, then why should not the last three likewise represent three periods of time, one following the other? Logically they should. We need not, however, wholly depend upon logic, for the symbols themselves should define the time and the systems they portray. In contrast to the crownless horns on the nondescript beast, Daniel's fourth beast, you see the crowned horns on the leopard-like beast of Revelation 13. Why crowns on the one and no crowns on the other? The only logical and scriptural answer that can be given is this: the angel explained to Daniel that the horns on the nondescript beast symbolize kings that had no kingdom as yet, that they would someday arise, take up their crowns and reign. Daniel 7 verse 24. And history records that this happened when pagan Rome fell, and that the kings that then took their crowns, kingdoms, are the kings who reached down to our day. These kings have now almost dwindled away, their thrones are being taken by fascism, communism, or by some form of republicanism. The leopard-like beast, therefore, having his horns crowned, definitely denotes that he comes into being after the career of the nondescript beast, after the fall of pagan Rome, and during the time the kings receive their kingdoms. Four crowned horns denote crowned kings. Moreover, the leopard-like beast blasphemed God and his tabernacle 42 months, which is exactly the same length of time in which the little horn power of the nondescript beast was to speak against the Most High and to wear out the saints. He was to do this for a time, 1 year, times, 2 years, and dividing of time, half year, equal to 42 months, Daniel 7 verse 25. Both the leopard-like and the nondescript beast in the second phase, were against God and his people for the same length of time 42 symbolical months. Plainly, then, the leopard-like beast reigns contemporaneously with the second phase of the nondescript beast. Still further, the leopard-like beast is a composite beast of all the beasts before it. His mouth of a lion, feet of a bear, body of a leopard, and 10 horns are marks which identify him to be a descendant of the 4 ancient world empires Babylon, Medo-Persia, Grecia, and Rome. He is therefore the symbol of the world of today, the 5th symbolical beast. Now the fact that the wounded head of the leopard-like was to have his wound healed, and also the fact that the scarlet-colored beast of Revelation 17 is a beast that has the same characteristics as the leopard-like beast, having 10 horns and 7 heads but no wound on any of them, proves that the latter beast is symbolical of the time after the deadly wound is healed, of a 7th period of time, for the 2-horned beast comes before the scarlet-colored beast, and he is the one who makes an image of the beast before it. We are now ready to see by means of the symbolical beast, the 7th, the kind of world we are entering into, whether democracy, communism, Catholicism, or Protestantism, is next to rule. Light on the subject can be seen from the horns, and from the woman that rides, rules, the beast. Let us first determine whom the woman represents. The first clue is in the widely known fact that inspiration never symbolizes civil governments by a woman, but it does repeatedly symbolize a religious institution, a church, by a woman, one that brings converts to its creed. The beast, as do all other symbolical beasts, we have seen, represents the world, while the horns represent the rulers. The horns, 10 in number, are, moreover, significant of universality, as are the 10 toes on the great image of Daniel 2, and the 10 virgins of Matthew 25. The heads, 7 in number, also signify completeness, the whole. Now the fact that the horns have no kingdom as yet, while the woman rides the beast, also the fact that the woman rides it, rules it, is evidence enough that the world is next to be ruled by an ecclesiastical body, not purely by democracy or by communism. That the woman riding the beast symbolizes the world in this day and age is evident from the fact that the 10 horns, the civil powers that be during the reign of Babylon, hate the woman, the church. Communism being the only worldwide ruling power since the world began to hate religion, the church, is itself solid proof that the 10 horns are symbolical of communism, and that the beast represents a period of time in which communism is about to dominate the world's seat of government. God is nevertheless to intercept by putting it in their hearts to give their power and strength unto the beast, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, until the word of God is fulfilled. Thus they receive power one symbolical hour with the beast, they themselves not having a kingdom of their own. And in the end of the hour they make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. Revelation 17 verse 16. Since the woman is a mother of harlots, Revelation 17 verse 5, it is obvious that other sects have sprung from her. We have now seen that the world is next to be ruled not by democracy, not by communism, not by Protestantism, nor by Catholicism. It is to be ruled by a system of religion in which all her daughters participate, a church and state government, which is to be an image or likeness of the leopard-like beast before it received its deadly wound. Soon, brother, sister, we are to enter into this period of persecution, and how thankful we should be that there is no need to fear, no need to be taken off guard. For with the light now shining on our pathway we should know what to expect and how to cope with the situation. Truly unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. Psalms 112 verse 4. The Lord is coming, the Lord is coming. Seize, retire. Ye mountains, melt to liquid fire. Ye oceans, cease to ebb and flow. His stately steppings ye should know. The Lord is coming. Who shall stand? Who shall be found at his right hand? Dash. He with the righteous garment on, which Christ our glorious King hath won. The Lord is coming. Watch and pray. So shalt thou hasten that glad day. So shalt thou then escape the snare, and Christ's eternal glory share. Anon.